Dana was awakened by motion in the house. There was no actual sound, but the air seemed to flow in the wrong direction under her bedroom door. Then the doorknob turned, and a faint glow from the little plastic nightlight in the hallway spilled around the shape of a figure. Too large to be a child, but too short for an adult. Morgan. She slid under the covers on her father's former side.
Dreams?
Murmured Dana.
Haven't slept yet.
Oh, honey, Dana sighed. Why couldn't Morgan just lay herself down, let her body rest and descend into blankness? No one needed blankness more than Morgan these days, and no one was getting less of it than her.
Do you ever miss Dad?
Asked Morgan. Miss Dad? What was the right answer to this preteen riddle? You don't need to worry about that, sweetie.
I just wondered,
Morgan whispered.
Well,
Dana stalled. She'd had two glasses of wine at Polly's. Couldn't she take this particular pop quiz in the morning?
Well, do you?
In a way.
What way?
I guess I miss having a husband. This was true. Better to stick with the truth or a close cousin thereof. Morgan got irritable when Dana gave what she called tooth fairy answers.
What do you miss exactly?
Yes, what exactly? Help with the kids, an extra hand with the house and yard work, having an escort to dinners and parties, sex, someone to talk to. More things than she liked to admit.
It was nice having his help. It's harder to do it all myself.
You don't feel lonely?
Lonely.
Dana didn't even like to think of the word. Despite the fact that she rarely had a moment alone, she often felt she'd been sentenced to solitary confinement.
Well, do you?
Sometimes, yes.
Do you think you'll ever get married again?
Dana could barely see Morgan in the dark. It was as if her own mind were questioning her.
Maybe someday.
But I don't think about it very much.
Why not?
Because the chances weren't good. Men her age were going for younger women. A 45-year-old, even without kids, was a hard sell these days. And now that she did have children, her standards were higher. Not for herself, but for Morgan and Grady. What she said was,
just too busy, I guess.
Is Polly your best friend?
She's a very dear friend.
Is she your best, though?
I guess maybe she is.
She's very good to me.
What was Morgan getting at?
Why all this concern with her mother's social life?
Do you think she'd ever, like, turn on you?
Why do you ask?
I don't know. I don't think Darby and me are friends anymore.
Morgan's voice was lower and more strained now. She doesn't even, like, answer when I say hi.
Are you sure she hears you?
Morgan gave a derisive little snort.
Everyone hears everything, Mom. It's middle school. We pay attention to stuff like that.
Well, then maybe she's not a very good friend, and you're better off without her. A soft hiss of resignation sifted over the pillow.
You don't get it.
Explain it to me then.
Everyone's like that. Everyone's ignoring someone. If I'm better off without Darby, I'm better off with no friends at all.
And there it was. The loneliness dilemma. Some things could be overlooked, and some things could be forgiven. And then there were the things that had to be forgiven no matter how bad they were, because otherwise the choice was solitary confinement. Hard enough at 45, impossible at 12.